Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It, ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratis-Testen. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload bis 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheez-it-aktion.de.
Greetings, Soundwave Lampreys. It's your friendly authoritative voice, making peace with the fact that one of my intern clones has followed me to Earth, most likely to beg for my HBO Go password. In other news of things we were hoping to avoid, Hello from the Magic Tavern has live shows coming up. January 12th in Atlanta, possibly sold out by the time you hear this. January 13th in Charlotte, North Carolina. January 15th in Portland. January 16th in Seattle. And January 17th as part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Get info and links to order tickets at hellofromthemagictavern.com by clicking the live shows link. These shows are approaching fast, and the moment they're done, I don't have to promote them anymore. Along those lines, I finally enabled some space bunker tech that allows us to record sponsor messages at a distant point in the future when we have the time, then transmit them to be played here. But no worries, whenever they're from, they'll always be relevant to your interests, you hip, savvy, sexually adventurous podcast listener. Okay, let's flip the switch on this thing and see what we get. Hello from the future. I'm recording this at the end of the episode to test the new sponsor tech. Also, nice Martin Wilson burn, you star. There you have it. An exciting new method to handle everyone's favorite aspect of entertainment, the advertising. And now, sit back, masticate that snack food, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from Jizzle Knob.
Monthly?
What's
you,
this?
You told us it was monthly.
I'm sorry. It was a slip of the tongue. I promise you, every episode we record gets released.
Okay.
What's that?
Why?
Well, I think it's good if the podcast comes out every week, and then we record one every week. Although, I guess we did record some extra stuff for bonus content, which is available on Stitcher Premium.
Why'd you change into that voice?
What do you mean?
You put on a weird voice.
I just said that we have extra stuff that's available on Stitcher Premium.
What is that?
Stitcherpremium.com/magic.
You don't need to do that to talk about all the wonderful bonus episodes available through Stitcher Premium.
Oh, what's going on with you two?
I didn't put on a voice. I just said there's wonderful miniseries like Earth Games and Officers and Bosses and I Am Spintax, the podcast.
Yeah.
I think we should be doing this daily.
Daily?
That's how you hone your craft.
I feel like I need a week to recover from our conversations. You know, I'm not really like an extrovert. I'm a little bit an extrovert, but I'm mostly an introvert. I just need like I have extrovert qualities, but mostly I just need to be by
myself.
You're
like an INTP or like a...
What did you call me?
INTP.
What the fuck is that?
You're introverted.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely.
Okay.
Okay. Two.
Puppy. Yeah, that is me.
To a T.
Introverted nicely to puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more convex than introverted.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we unpack that? Convex?
Yeah, it's sort of like rolling outwards.
Huh.
I'm sorry, not to make this about me, but no one's mentioned...
You have so far.
No one's mentioned that I'm wearing a different outfit that I had made for myself.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
I commissioned a airline pilot uniform for myself. So I don't know. I just got, when I was telling my students that I'm an airline pilot on Earth, I just had this feeling of power. And it just gives me that extra boost of confidence when I walk around dressed like an airline pilot, even though no one here has any idea what that is. But people seem to respond to it.
Now, if I recall, this was a passing moment for me a week ago where you blurted out that you were an airline pilot to your students in a moment of desperation. And now you've decided to double down on that?
Yeah, I felt like I thought about it and I thought I could go back to the class and tell them that I am sorry. I made that up. I don't know why. But then I started to feel real scared about admitting that to them. So instead, I spent all of my money and a lot, like an entire week of time, just trying to explain what this should look like.
It is hard to admit that you lied to your first class. I could see if it was like, you know, your business class, your economy class, but your first class, it's hard to do that. Yeah.
Although, you know what? My coach, fuck him.
Now, a couple of things here. As someone who would never... ever spend a lot of time and gold on buying a fancy costume pretending to be someone else, I find this to be very strange behavior. Secondly, now...
I'm so sorry. Can we switch? I want to be by the window.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like when we record in the professor's lounge, I feel like I'm always... Yeah. I just want to be by the window.
No, that's fine. No way. You want to be by the aisle. That's where it's at. You get a little more space.
No way. I want to see outside. Thank you. Much better.
Secondly, don't you imagine that most of the students didn't even notice or care that you had said that? Do you really think they would have come back and held your heels to the fire about it?
Normally, I think that's true, but I was so nervous that when I said I was an airline pilot, I started crying after that. So I think it just stuck with them. It's just something they remembered, even though they didn't know what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Never show weakness around kids.
Well, on the upside, I think you look very sharp.
Thank you.
Yeah, very dapper.
I've been wanting you to get some kind of uniform for a long, long time.
There's just something about it. I get up in the morning, put on a uniform. It focuses me in a way that I feel like I haven't been in a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see you get up early. I see you grab a pan and make some eggs, you know, in the a.m., grabbing a pan in the a.m.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like I've found, like, one line of, like, motivation, another line of preparation. I found my Delta.
And now
I think that's what that means. I teach math. I should know.
Absolutely. And the three of us are now united.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
AA.
Oh, Arnie.
Just thinking about our party last week.
Ooh, this conversation went southwest.
Too much wine. Yeah, exactly.
What else? That's a spirit.
Yeah. Did you hear about Elroy's dad?
What?
Elroy's dad, Jet.
Oh, yes.
Blew a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jet blew a guy?
Sorry to go Jet Blue, but yeah.
Well, that's a new frontier for us.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? That's the spirit.
Do we already do that one? Yeah, yes. You weren't listening. You're in head thinking that.
Well, I don't have somebody out there like bringing everything I say in for a landing.
Enough, but we must focus here.
Pan Am. Do we do that?
Yes.
Well, some of us are more subtle, but...
We have come here for a purpose. I reminded us all last week that we're not just here to be professors, even though I'm an excellent professor who's caused my students to grow another set of eyes on top of their eyelids as they snore loudly in my class.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. You're clearly winding up for something important, but I'm going to distract you for a second.
Okay.
What's up with that creepy student, Simmons?
Simmons? My pet student?
Yeah, the one that keeps saying... Thanks for the knowledge.
Oh, well, you see, he came in this week as usual, and every day after class, he asked me to tell him some story of a wizard who had gathered power from distant lands, and I told him many of those types of stories. And every time he said, I can't wait to visit those myself. And I thought, what an inspiring young lad, and so just ready to take on the world. And then, as I was flying around on my pet griffin, I flew past him in his common room one night, and he was engulfed in flames.
Oh, so he's dead?
No.
Uh-huh. He's stronger?
Stronger than ever before. Ugh. Eyes brighter red than you can imagine. I think he's going to do great things.
This dude's fucking evil.
What? What do you say that?
Who bursts in the flames and gets stronger from it?
Awesome magicians?
He's got you there.
That's who?
Fine.
But anyway, I'm so sorry, Usador. You were about to say something that...
I've totally forgotten.
Oh, you were saying, guys, we're not just here to teach.
We're looking for an agent of the Dark Lord.
Okay, I got to interrupt you.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt you. Speaking of evil, during my class, all of a sudden time froze and this thing showed up with a leaf in front of its face and ate one of my students.
Oh no.
It was brutal. But he got away, so.
Magritte?
Hmm?
Was it Magritte?
I don't know. I don't know his ethnicity. You said Greek?
Magritte?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm not sure I'm saying the right thing.
What happened after that? Did time start back to as normal?
I guess it did, because I'm here, right?
Yes, I suppose so.
Just weird stuff happens at this school, right?
I know.
The lurking phantom.
I know.
Slashing up paintings?
Slashing paintings, whispering things to the Dingledong students. I mean, that can't be good.
That
whispering?
Can't be good, no.
Are there, like, school rules about whispering to the students?
Is there school rules about whispering?
I suppose there probably are.
But the school's been around. I think one of the rules is if you're going to whisper, you should do a stage whisper.
Oh,
because we still want people to understand what we're saying. We just want to give the effect of a whisper.
Pick up what we're saying. Yeah. I understand.
How are you? You are fucking the loudest person in all of Foon.
You're fucking the loudest person in Foon?
That's right. What is their name again?
Arnold.
Yeah.
I am not only...
It's Professor Niekamp.
I am not only the loudest person in Foon. I am also the quietest. For I run the gamut. From soft to loud, hard to quiet. That didn't make sense. But this week...
You should see a doctor about that.
It
runs hard to soft? Yikes, buddy.
This week,
Snakin
and Shnanessa... And they told me that they heard evil words being whispered into their ears by this very phantom.
They probably loved it.
They were enjoying it and drinking a lot of alcohol while they did it.
Yeah, classic Fresh Grave Twins.
Look, if there's something evil happening here in the school, then like maybe as part of our quest, we should figure out what it is and defeat it.
Yeah. Good laugh, Isidore. You're right. That is kind of funny.
That wasn't me.
What? Are you sure? Laugh.
Yeah, that was it.
Sean, don't laugh at your own jokes like that.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
It definitely wasn't me.
What is
that? Do you hear that?
I think it's someone from Jabba's palace.
Ooh, Arnie got a crumb on your face.
Oh, salacious.
Oh, what is that? Well, the piece of art in front of us, there's a tear ripping across it.
Oh, do you feel the room getting colder?
Yeah, but it is that time of year.
Yes. Yeah.
Put on a jacket.
Why, it's nearly the winter solstice. There's so many wonderful holidays we won't get to celebrate if we're murdered by this phantom.
Take off all your clothes and go outside in the freezing cold.
Did you hear that?
I think that's... Something that said Dean take Martin off your clothes. Song did not age well.
Something said take off all your clothes, and then there was a puff of smoke, and it said S-E-X.
I swear to God, it says. Oh, how terrifying.
Follow the sex word outside and then kill yourself.
What? Sex word outside kill yourself.
Look at the painting. The priest in that painting has a boner.
Oh, no.
Wait. Boners don't make a boy-o-yoing sound. Who's there?
They don't? Oh, thank God. All this time, I thought it was just me. You know, like most people from my world, most of what I learned about sex is from TV.
And I was always like, upsetting.
Oh, mine's the one that doesn't make that boy-o-yoing sound. Mine goes...
Arnie, what? We're surrounded by an evil entity right now.
Yeah.
Show yourself, spirit. We are here to defeat your evil once and for all. Are you a minion of the Dark Lord? And if you are, you have to tell me.
Warmer.
Oh, I think we have to move around the room. Okay, let's go over here. Okay. Huh?
Colder.
Okay, we're colder, so go back the way we came.
Here. Oh, yes. This is the entrance to the common room of House Dingledore.
Warmer.
I guess, should we go into the Dingledong house?
That's what warmer normally means.
Yes, I'm opening the door right now.
this ghost has more vocabulary than just warmer and colder, but still committed to this warmer and colder thing.
Warmer again.
Oh, what a terrifying common room this is. I have ne'er seen it before. Oh, so many dark, monstrous decorations. Oh,
so many heads on the wall.
Heads and skulls and all sorts of dark hexes written in runes.
Walk toward the fireplace.
Walk towards the fireplace. Towards,
what did that mean? Oh.
It means walk to the fucking fireplace.
Walk towards the, oh, the walk towards.
I think it's literal this time.
Oh, not a clue. It's a direction.
Oh, because towards the fireplace is warmer. We're going to be hot. When we're at the fireplace, we're hot.
I'm too scared to be in here. There are all these hexes and these voices, and there's this book here about libertarianism on the table.
That's not mine. Fuck that book. That book sucks.
It's probably like a freshman.
Yes, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, we're at the fireplace. It is. It's hot.
And turn around.
In turn around?
There's an in turn around?
Oh my.
Can I get some coffee?
Turn around.
Oh.
Boo!
What?
Zoinkies!
Oh my god.
Well done, detective.
Oh,
well done.
Thank you.
It's what I would say if you weren't a couple of fucking dumbass bumbling boobs.
Oh, shit. Hey. I really put myself out there and enjoying that.
It only took us 6 minutes to figure it out.
6 minutes in explicit directions.
Drip Fang.
Ah, yes. Hello, Usador. Hello, Chunt. Hello, what's its fucks?
Professor Kneecamp.
Not gonna say that literally ever.
Tell me where this phantom is.
I'm the phantom.
Trip
Fang. Phantom is me.
Oh, Trip Fang, you died?
No, I'm not. No, I didn't. Okay. Everybody have a seat.
Okay.
We did so much walking at the top of this episode. I'm very happy to be sitting.
Yes,
so,
please. Everybody make yourself comfortable. Let me throw this book about libertarianism in the fire.
Ooh. Oh, it burned in a green color.
It is very scary in here, but these are comfortable seats.
They are comfortable. Yeah.
There's no reason not to be terrifying, but comfortable.
Fair enough.
And I will say this now. You are looking not at a dead Drip Fang, but a live Drip Fang. Here, touch. Touch my hand.
Okay.
Touch my hand.
Oh, yeah, it's snakes.
Creepy.
I've been busy since last we saw each other. Since you embarrassed me.
Sorry, Drip Fang. I'm so sorry. I touched your skin and I felt snakes, but snakes are cold-blooded, so... boy, I still need proof that you're alive.
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Just because you're cold-blooded doesn't mean you're actually cold. It's just, oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, great. Ask me a question that only a living person would know.
Would you eat today? Wink.
What? Did you say, would I eat today?
What would you eat today?
Okay, what would I eat today? If I had my druthers, I would have Sarah.
Druthers. Yeah, he's alive.
Yes, I would have druthers, which is what I call a basket of dead rats.
Ooh, druthers. Ooh. Original.
Oh.
Yes, I carry them in my grandma's bag.
Ugh.
You're not giving my reveal the weight that it deserves.
Whoa.
Well, no, everybody take it from the top. All go right. back out. All go right. back out of the common room again.
Let's go back out.
Are you on to notes?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do notes now so that we fix everything. And then we can just do it and we can enjoy ourselves.
You're wearing half a mask, which is, it just looks bad.
But I'm the lurking phantom of Dingle Dong.
You're scary enough that you don't need half a mask. Like, either go full mask or no mask.
Okay, great. I took it as, okay, I was defensive, but what you were giving me was a compliment, so great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think like half a mask in theory could work, but it's got to seem like a choice.
Cool, contradicting notes. I throw this mask in the fire.
Oh.
It burns green because I made it out of a page from that libertarian book.
All right, let's all go back outside and come back in.
Everybody go back to...
back to what?
Back to one.
To one.
Okay. Places.
I'm going into my shadowy corner.
And action.
Oh, look at all the scary hexes here on the wall. Oh, and the terrifying skulls. Whatever shall I find here in this room?
Guys, I've got a theory. I think it's not a ghost at all. I think it's Drip Fang.
Cut.
Come on.
How did you figure it out?
The whole thing is that it's a reveal.
you're tricked by the phantomish nature of my work. And then I turn and you turn around and I'm like, we didn't see it's coming.
Well, but Dripfang, for what reason are you hiding out here at Chisel Knob as a phantom slicing up paintings? What nefarious purpose could there be behind these acts?
Yeah, also fucking weak sauce, dude.
What's...
slashing paintings?
Yes. Oh, well, I have a good reason for why I do it. And it's an evil reason. So it's not... Okay, so it's not a good reason for the side of good, but it's an evil reason for the side of evil. I just want to make everything explicitly clear.
It's a justifiable reason for being evil.
I've justified the reason in my mind because every villain is the hero of its own story.
I respect you.
Okay, and I will tell you if you agree to walk to the fireplace and turn around, and whatever noise I make, you will be scared and surprised.
All right, let's go.
Okay, walk over to the fireplace.
Walk over there. Because he said he's justified, then I feel like he's addressed the elephant in the room.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
We're all facing the fireplace now.
Okay.
And turn around. Happy birthday!
Whoa! Oh, no! Ah. When you get my age, birthdays scare you.
The mortality of time is not the proper application of vocabulary. The mortality that is implied by the passing of time.
Whoa. You don't need... You're made of snakes. You're made of snakes. You don't need to go, ooh.
Okay, so, okay, great. So we're still doing notes.
You don't have to.
Only if you're open to them.
Okay, great. Look, I want to be my best.
And we want to work with you again.
No, thank you. I'd appreciate that. You know, in this market, you're never sure of, like, when your next job's not going to be your last job. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, a big pile of wriggling snakes that takes the shape of, like, a human form. Honestly, I gotta say, that is scarier than most ghosts.
Okay, well, okay. I wish I'd known that before I got here 2 weeks ago. And spent the entire time haunting the fucking place and whispering to high school kids.
That's creepy.
Okay, yes. Okay, I heard what I said, and I don't like it. I have been here, I arrived here 2 weeks ago, and have been doing my dark works for the purposes of winning the War of Foon. You will be the first casualties in Dripfang's revenge tour. Everybody dies who I want to die.
Well, good luck with that, for I imagine Usador is upon this list of desired death, but I shall not fall so easily. I shall fight and fight and fight until my last breath is drawn.
See, that would have scared me 2 weeks ago, maybe. Except that in all my travels led me here to Chisel Knob, who named this fucking place...
Can.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he survived is a miracle. I came to this 2 weeks ago in search of the aspects that I would need to form the one weapon that could kill anything on Foon. Including... drum roll, wizards.
What?
Before, with my necromantic powers and my various weaponry, I had the power before to do significant damage to you, but you'd always reconstitute as a bunch of birds or heal yourself or turn into a vampire or some fucking shit like that. Arnie, I could just give him a bad egg and he'd die in 3 days.
Right.
Trying to kick down a flight of stairs, who cares? But you were the puzzle, and I just got a big piece.
I very much doubt that you have forged some weapon capable of causing me permanent damage.
You would think, based on information you don't have, except I know exactly what I have, because I, in the 2 weeks, have been guiding the Dingledong students to bring me the items that I need, leaving them and then taking them, and then slashing paint, because, okay, the slashing paintings thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Quick,
here
we go. Okay, so a quick detour off of the main, and then I'll get back onto this. Because
it seems like maybe it's not the most important detail, but it's just one that I'm interested in.
You pretended to be art, or art pretended to be you.
Oh, yes.
When you destroyed Hog's Face, made me look like a big dumbass, and also made my friend Baron Ragoon look like a big schmucko.
Did you almost call him Randy?
I almost called him Randy Rangoon.
That's a good name.
It's a good nickname.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? For new listeners who maybe didn't listen to season two, we pulled
a good
big
old...
Oh,
good. The wiki page has a voice now.
We pulled a great big old switcheroo on Dripfang and the Baron, and we painted magical copies of ourselves, and we tricked them, and we saved all of Hogsface.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
And now I am afraid and suspicious of all paintings. So if I see anything that is painted and is flat against the wall or propped up somewhere, I will produce my necromancer.
Sorry,
knife.
My wife's over here.
He uses that. He doesn't like to talk about art.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I slash art now just in case it's one of you stupid fucks. But now I know that they aren't, because the stupid fucks are you. Ask not for whom the stupid fucks for, the stupid fucks for thee.
You can tell he's been waiting to say this for a long time.
Yeah. No.
Nailed it.
He's clearly.
It. Oh, it stuck the landing.
This is clearly not an off the dome speech.
That felt
like
good.
This is, he sat down.
Nice.
He wrote it.
Right.
He wrote it out.
It felt like it was in my snake bones.
Mm-hmm.
Usador.
Yes.
I will kill you with a weapon that I have made in the metal shop of this preparatory school.
Well, I would like to see you try it. For you are a purveyor of evil,
mm-hmm.
and I am a force of good,
right.
And good always triumphs over evil. For when you are so dismissive
mm-hmm.
to call your friend Shanglebirth Randy...
That's why I don't remember
it. It reminds me why
Shanglebirth.
You are not worthy to continue existing.
Sounds like when a puppet has a baby.
So let us now enter this time where we shall be in combat. And only one shall survive.
Do you agree to wizard's combat? Is that what I hear? Do you now, Usador, agree to the terms of wizardly combat? Now, here with me, wizard versus necromancer, good versus evil, snake man versus dumbass.
I do.
What's going on? What's going on?
Arnie, there's...
Stretch real
the
quick.
Number 115 popped up above Usador's head.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And we're standing slightly behind him. With circles around our feet. Are we in this fight too?
I hope not.
Don't worry. You'll each get your turn.
Oh, my number's 30. This sucks.
Everyone's HP is shown above their heads. And everyone in the room during the wizard's battle is fair game.
Oh,
do you agree
shit.
To such terms?
I agree.
Everyone in this room can be used to be damaged or do damaging.
Arnie, you have a one above your head. You better sit this out.
If I were you, I would leave the entire... I would try to get out of the county.
Oh, okay.
He's still standing there.
My legs are very tired. We did so much walking at the beginning of
this
episode.
Good gravy. You!
Yes?
Usador, I've wanted to kill you the most for the longest time. And once you're dead, these two shall fall. And I shall show you here. I shall produce the weapon that I have made. Here, look upon this grandiose blade. Shakam!
Ooh. And you said you made that in the metal shop?
I made this in the metal shop.
Is a metal... Oh, this is dumb. Is a metal shop called a forgery? Because if you forge something, that means to make it. But to forge something, a forgery is a fake.
And
so.
I knock you over.
Downstairs!
I call this blade Obsidian Doom.
Oh.
See how... Yes, thank you.
Oh, I'm at a 29.
See how it opposite of shines, how the light is there sucked into it, how it shall be an instrument of death dedicated to the Dark Lord. You made me a fool in front of the Dark Lord, he who I am value above all, and your death shall be a mighty gift that I give to him. With his primary foe dispatched, all of Foon shall be his.
I fear, Arnie, that this may be a blade capable of doing what Dripfang doth say.
What?
Anyway,
worst case scenario, he kills you. You come back. That's what you do. That's what you always do.
Interesting point. This blade is so enchanted. Yes, it's dark, dark steel, so that it will absorb all your wizardly essence directly into it, never to escape again.
My spirit would be trapped there, ne'er able to reform into another wizard.
What about your cologne?
Oh, well, my essence would still be on the market, but my essence would be trapped there in the blade.
That's spell practice. Kill that plant. Bring it back to life. Do a dance.
What do we do?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cast Shadow Wall to buy some time. God! Shadow Wall.
Darkness envelops me. Oh, no. Whatever shall I do? That darkness has enveloped me. I guess I'll just cut through it with my normal sword.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic.
I'll cut through it with my knife. No, knife. I'll do some necromancy on it. Oh, poop. It's darkness. It's not... Obsidian Doomblade.
Run! Run! We have to take a break!
Run, you dunnies!
Look, Driftbag, if you do kill any of us, try not to do it until after we get some of the sponsor copy out of the way.
I will let you earn your meager rewards and then your eternal one.
We'll be right back.
Hold on. Driftbag.
What?
But look, before you try to kill any of us, like, why? Why do you keep doing this? You're not so bad. Like, we've met you a bunch of times. We've interviewed you. And yeah, you're evil, and you talk about your evil plans and working for the Dark Lord.
Sure
but
do.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I see a spark of good inside you.
Yes, the expository section of the wizard battle. I shall allow it. I hear you. I want to say your name is Ernie.
It's Ernie.
I know your name. I'm just never going to say it because I hate
you. Take the note.
So, you want to know my reason. This is not a thing where it's like, oh, there's a spark of goodness. I see the light there within the darkness. The spark is, look there inside my soul, and thou shalt only see venom. Well, that's my heart. It pumps venom because my insides are snakes.
Yeah.
All that I have done is in dedication to the Dark Lord.
And is venom part of our storyline? That can't be right.
I think venom is in its own universe.
Yeah. Aren't you in your own universe?
There's a part of me that is owned by a wholly owned subsidiary in Skur, but I have certain intellectual properties that I lease out, if you will.
Okay, the threat is real.
The threat, okay, so yeah.
But I've heard your venom is bad, but it's almost like so bad it's good.
Oh, interesting. One would think. Now I wish I'd seen that movie. I'll tell you what. Nope. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell everybody in here what's going on. All my life I've been doubted, looked down upon, scourged and scourged. And yet, when I found necromancy, and necromancy found me, I was brought to fullest power. So don't go calling me good, buddy. I'm holding a giant evil sword that I forged with mystical artifacts that I stole from a school. I am objectively and subjectively evil. And I've been embarrassed. You have almost cost me my place with the Dark Lord. You see this? You see this? It's a page from the Book of Sight.
That's a page from the Libertarian book.
Oh, sorry. Let me throw this away. God, that one just crawled away. God, I hate Ayn Rand. Arm Rind. That's the author's name in this universe. It's a sentient skin that wrote a book about...
Arm Rind.
Yeah, wrote a whole book about being self-sufficient and then immediately going on Social Security.
Yes.
Here's the thing. This is the page I was talking about. A page from the Book of Sights.
Oh, I want it.
Nay. Thou shalt not have it. For he has given it to us when we do serve the Dark Lord, but are no longer in his employ. Mine, every day a new sentence is added. One word following another, runes after runes, glyphs after glyphs. And when the end of the page there is reached, there shall be no footnote, there shall be no citation. I will be out of the Dark Lord's service. I will be banished. I will have no purpose.
You're like on an extended vacation, but everybody knows that what that really means is that you're probably going to be fired.
I'm telling everybody that I'm taking some time to really get to know me and what my focus is, but everybody knows I'm on probation at work because I fucked up real, real bad.
Now,
yeah, you got tricked by a bunch of really bad drawings of the people you were supposed to capture.
Well, I was in a party mood.
Yeah.
You know, when you show up at a party and you're just like, I'm going to put myself out there. We're going to have fun. I'm not going to worry about anything. Sure, these are flat, backlist versions of the people I normally know. Mm-hmm. One keeps coughing for no reason, but hey, my friend is here, who's a witch, and another's a baron. We're having a badass time. And then, next thing you know, an entire tavern is on top of you.
How? I'm so sorry to ask.
That's rude.
Like, I'm sorry. How did you get out of there?
I dug, and I dug, and I dug. I dig, and I dug. And then I realized, oh no, I'm going down. And then I had to dig back up.
Yeah,
and
through up, the rubble.
Through the, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was on the back of my giant as well, so the giant is digging. And why the giant is digging, and I'm digging, and giants, and finally we saw moonlight.
Why didn't you just separate it into a bunch of snakes and find little holes and go out that way?
Okay, well, that's helpful now that I had to restitch myself together and put my giant back. The giant's right outside, by the way. Look out that window.
Oh, hello.
There he is right there. He's going to factor prominently into the wizard's battle in a second.
Oh, looks like he's still crying from seeing moonlight.
Mm-hmm. It's a great...
It's pretty powerful.
Very powerful.
That image, yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, I put myself back together, and then I moved, and I walked, and I scraped, and I scrimped, so that I could come here to face you down, Usador, with this blade to kill you, and then... Take my time with your dumb friends.
Very well. You have had your opportunity to have your wizard's pontification as the first part of this battle, and now I would like to take my turn to also tell a story of why we're about to fight.
Arnie, this is a
blinding light. Go, run.
I was also blinded by the light. You didn't tell us to shut her off.
Go, come on.
Oh, I cannot see.
Giant, punch through the wall. Yes, grab him, my giant, and drag him outside.
Oh, no.
Feather light.
Oh, fly, grab him. Oh, light as a feather. If only he was stiff as a board. I shall use snake spear. Yeah.
Arnie, the snake's wrapped around me. I'm wrapped up like a noose.
Oh. I shall use snake spear on Arnie. Now he's wrapped up.
Have you ever noticed how it seems like everything comes from snake spear?
Well, I feel like snake spear is actually many snakes, right? It's not just one snake. No one snake could do all that.
Snake leap! Yeah!
That was ineffective.
What?
He just jumped across the room.
Snake leap!
Wizard punch! Wizard punch! Wizard punch!
Snake block! Snake push!
Ah! Wizard fall!
Ah! And down, out of the hole, my giant punched he goes, and onto the ground. Look around you, Usador. Oh, what do you see? Wouldn't you know you've landed in a graveyard?
Whoa, apropos.
Always be mindful of your surroundings to violate another intellectual property.
Yes. What shall I do down here in this dark, dark cave where I'm surrounded by... Shadow Blade!
Ah! You shall not strike me with that, for I shall use what here is around me. Dedimus, Corpseus, Necrophied, Mortimus, Rictus, Scalamus, Dead, get up! Ha ha!
Oh!
You are surrounded by the reanimated corpses!
Did you hear him say Mortimus and then Rictimus? I feel like that's real close.
Yeah, at least he didn't say Ficulus Ricculus.
Chunt, get your Warhammer.
I'm too busy doing wordplay. That's my offense.
Arnie, take my sword.
I'm just making sure the audio equipment... I mean, do you know how hard it is to make sure that the mics are following you guys as you snake leap around?
Corpses! Poofed! Now they are doubled! Attack Usador!
Flame ring!
Let's keep attacking! Sacrifice yourselves again for me! A new corpse! Trollimus, Corptimus, jump up and killimus!
I'm shooting fireballs at all these corpses! I need you two to help in some way!
Chunk, should we go on like a sandwich run or something?
Maybe.
Like, I'm not sure what the best way we can help.
Oh, I mean, I can turn into anything at will now, so I could turn into like a blue whale and just follow him?
Snake leap, snake crunch, mongoose bite, snake throw, mongoose over there.
You know, it's crazy. I know, like, to just listen to this, the listener at home, probably it all makes perfect sense. But if you're seeing it visually, it's confusing.
That's why I don't want to help out, is I can't tell who's where.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. It's so busy. Fights are always depicted as just like, you know, one on the right side, one on the left side. But this is everywhere at once.
It's like snakes flying and just
tombstone
like random.
Tombstone throw. Mm-hmm.
Skull toss.
Ow. Oh, I knew that guy. Sword attack.
Ani, Chunt, I don't know how much more I can do to protect you.
Usador, Usador, it's Professor Niekamp.
It doesn't matter right now. Here, here, hold my hand.
Okay.
Okay.
One each?
I am going to give you here a piece of holy power that shall protect you.
Holy power?
Even if I am struck down, it shall serve as really a shield religious. Around
yeah,
you.
I hate religion.
Okay. The power of light, the power of good.
Okay. Better. Like, so it's more spiritual.
It's more spiritual. Yeah, it's not any one entity.
Yeah, I have absorbed the light into the obsidian doom. And now with this doom, I shall doom you. What last words hast thou to speak, Usador the douche?
I shall say this unto thee, Dripfang. Even though you may strike me down here and now, once and for all, good will win.
Snake spear!
In the end...
long raising of sword! Bringing down of sword! Where'd he go? I had him. He was right here, and he's gone.
Oh, was I?
What?
Or was I merely a shadow?
Shadow cut.
Oh, it seemed like that was going to be a snake spear tragedy, but it was a snake spear comedy.
Here, Dripfang, I have the upper hand. What chance do you have now to win as you face the full might and glory of a wizard unleashed upon thee?
We gave you a chance, Dripfang, to be good. But you just had to be bad.
I would rather you be my friend. I would rather win you over heart and mind to my side. But if you force my hand, I will destroy you once and for all.
Yeah, just destroy him. Don't monologue. Here. Destroy him.
Here, let me grab this page from the Book of Sight so that we have it. It'll be an important clue.
Good work, Arnold.
I yield. I yield, Usador. Thou hast shown thyself the mightier wizard this day. And I say that thy powers certainly are great. I give to you in surrender this plate of spiced potatoes. Poof.
Ooh.
Thou hast shown thy glory, but also thy taxed thy strength, surely.
Ah, yes, and a spiced potato made by the chef inquisitor will surely be the most delicious of all.
It's like a nice gesture.
Yeah, very nice gesture. And you were at 114. Now you're back up to 115. Very nice.
Thank you.
Please, enjoy that and work back up your strength. And also, you should know, when I yielded, what I meant to say was, psych. Hey, Arnie!
What?
Stand up! You can catch me,
no.
You can fix your earth dummy. Giant, to me.
There's a sword in my chest.
And the ends of Foon, I run away with obsidian doom lodged in dumb Arnie's chest.
Professor Arnie's chest. Fuck.
It's adjunct, probably at best. Choose, Usador. Strike me and my giant Andre down, or save your friend. Until next time, schmuckos. Adios.
Away! Usador magic!
Hit him with a rock!
Dripfang's getting away!
With a rock!
Here, let me hit you with the healing rock. Here! Arnold, wake up! Arnold!
Professor Niekamp!
Arnold!
Professor Niekamp!
Arnold, wake up! Look at me! Arnold! Trunt, we must get away from here! Here! Turoff! Come on!
And so concludes Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's been a long, mismanaged ride, but with Arnie dead and everyone else no more interesting than when we first met them, all that's left is to... Hang on. Lincoln, why are you holding up that sign that says there's more? There's more? Fine. Like the poor storyboard artist, no doubt gearing up for Frozen 3. Let's all just keep doing this. Oh, and you'd think it'd be a bad time to take a week off for winter solstice, but that's exactly what we're gonna do. We'll be back in 2 weeks to find out just how Arnie died in a new episode on December 30th. Next week, there'll be a new bonus scene, though, so enjoy those scraps from the table. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Dripfang the Necromancer, a.k.a. the Lurking Phantom, a.k.a. Snagglepuss plus Anger Issues, was played by Kevin Soretta. Kevin performs regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company in Chicago. He also traveled the globe for many years with the National Touring Company of the getting a text message. Kevin Soretta has no official involvement with any venerated satire temples in Chicago or the surrounding suburbs. However, Kevin's new memoir, I Heard What I Said and I Don't Like It, will be on shelves in bookstores just after the holidays when you can safely avoid it. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And now, a moment of congratulations for another podcast. The Improvised Star Trek podcast has released their series finale, bringing to a close 10 years of excellent serialized improv storytelling. If you're looking for something to listen to over the holiday break, considering how we just bailed on you, look for Improvised Star Trek's extended hilarious run of episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. You'll hear familiar voices from Magic Tavern as well. Yes, they also rolled the dice on Martin Wilson, and yes, it went about as well as it does here. For now, this is your friendly authoritative voice saying, Deadwood and Neil Patrick Harris. Or rather, over and out.